it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And a good Tuesday afternoon, everyone, and not a bad Tuesday afternoon, a little soggy on Monday.
Yeah.
But a little soggy on Saturday.
April showers.
April showers bring May fertilizer, something like that.
Allergies.
May allergies, yeah, that's true.
I've been fortunate. I've really never had allergies. Nancy, my wife, has some allergies. But people, sometime this year, the pollen, you know, everything is spreading its seeds and pollen.
Yeah.
And really affects people. But I've been fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
Unfortunate in other regards.
Yes.
Fortunate.
My cat has a terrible allergy.
To people?
No, she's allergic to cat hair.
Well, that's tough. I mean, you can't really deal with that if you're a cat, right? I mean,
just kidding. Just kidding, well, Tig. All right, kidding, Tig, Tig. Come on, buddy. Just kidding.
But a lot of cats, people have allergies. You know, my brother just flares up with a cat around, so...
I've gotten built up a tolerance to it to a point. It still can really get to me at times, but I know there's one time when I had moved out of the house. My mother had first taken in some strays that people had dropped off of the highway, and they found their way down the hill to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And that first day I was in there, I started sneezing so bad, I literally had to go outside to breathe. So I built up the tolerance to it. I never thought I'd have cats or be a cat person, but... We give in to the poor cats that had technically been abandoned.
Yeah.
And that's what we've always had. We've always had abandoned animals and abandoned cats. Even my dog I had was an abandoned dog, and I took her in, and what a great dog she was. And
our current dog was a rescue. She, poor thing, was a puppy, was beaten. Still have a scar on the side of her face, but
wow.
She has been just a wonderful, wonderful dog. She's getting up there now. She's 11, has a little bit of hip problems. A lab. She's a lab.
Oh, okay,
So she's on
Labs Rimadol. Labs and collies both have
Rimadol. Right. Boy, that stuff's expensive. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh. But fortunately, there is a generic that I found, so it's a lot less expensive.
The Wolfadin? Wolfadin?
Woofer.
Woofer.
Yeah. So it seems to have helped her quite a bit. But gosh, we love our pets, don't we?
And, we do.
And
we treat them better than we treat each other sometimes.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, they're a great comfort. And we have had cats, but now we're just going to stick to our dog. And, you know, when she goes... I'll be heartbroken. You just get heartbroken.
My cat is like a dog. I mean, basically, it stays upstairs and sleeps all day. When I come home and hears me pulling the driveway, it runs down to the back
door. Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
that's cool.
I've never seen a cat do that before.
Oh, that's most cats.
My wife gets mad. I feed it. I clean up after it, and it runs to you. Sorry.
Pets know good people. Good people and kids and pets know good people.
It was a very sickly cat when we got it, and I was always there to try and comfort it. And my wife gets a little excited and yells at times, and I don't yell at my cats. And I'm a calming. When it was really sick, it's a calming factor, and it knew I would be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he returns the favor. He's he's my little dog.
Yeah. Sounds like a perfect pet for you. But they do add so much joy. And when she goes, we'll be heartbroken. And I said to Nancy, I don't want another dog. But in a week or two after.
You will. You got to have something to fill that void or something.
That's how I felt with our last. A wonderful Boston Terrier. She was just a joy to be around. And
took her to the baseball game.
Took her to the Arrows at the time.
Yeah, the Arrows at the time.
She sat up and she barked and she had a little.
That was Bark at the Park day.
Bark at the Park. They still have that. I think I don't know about this year, but
they did. But probably have more dogs than people.
They did it at the Cleveland Indians too. I think they had a pet day. I don't know if they'll have it this year, but.
I didn't have anybody last year. It just is the Rubber Ducks didn't even play last year, so
hardly anybody there this year either. They had a Sunday's game. They only had
6,000.
Yeah,
6,000 people there. I think was the
It wasn't a bad day either. I mean, Detroit's not a huge draw, and
but at least we did what we're supposed to do against a team that is not supposed to be good.
Yes, we're in first place.
We're in first place in our division.
Yes.
We're above 500. And against certain teams, at least we've learned to hit the ball a little bit.
Well, you know how we were kind of down the dumps last
year? We were, very much so. What a difference a week can make.
So, isn't that the case?
Yes.
Not so much as it was... For the last 4 years, you know, it just seems like everything is more calm now. It's just calm.
Yeah.
And so, or, you know, just the normal banter and things like that. But now things, we have baseball to enjoy. And thank goodness. A nice day outside and putzed around, had my headphones with Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhaus and... I enjoy that. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I have to do a lot of computer work and stuff, so it's nice to be able to throw it up on the tube.
And, either way, it's fine.
Like I said before, you know what? Last week I said I was stuck listening to the Detroit announcers, and they just can't hold a candle to what we have here. They didn't even really make the game interesting.
No.
It was just I really. You know, you don't appreciate what you have till you hear what other people have.
That's right.
And we have always had, for professional sports, top-notch announcers. We have become numb to that because we haven't heard many others. I know for a while I was, you know, my grandfather was a big Cincinnati Reds fan, and I got to hear Marty Bredeman and Joe Nuxhall.
Yeah.
They were a very good team. But again... Those are the old days. Today they don't do it like that, and they're the really good ones, like a Tom Hamilton, are just so few and far between. And
He's got one of the best home run calls. I mean, I don't know how he goes from 0 to 100 in a nanosecond. It's like Emmanuel Clase pitching.
And his strike three call.
Strike,
swing, and a miss.
Game over. Ball game.
So it's we are so fortunate here in Northeast Ohio to have Gibb Shantley, to have had Nev Chandler.
I didn't like Gibb.
You didn't like Gibb?
No, I didn't like Gibb Shantley.
He wasn't a lot of fun, but he was very factual.
I was just a mere infant at the time.
Oh, I see. So, that's why I didn't enjoy him. And then you know we had. Of course, who we have now with the for baseball and for football with Jim Donovan.
Jim Donovan.
And boy, his cohort, who was with a couple other different head guys down the road.
Doug Deacon.
He just fantastic at not only calling what is going on in the field. You know, he could tell what's going on before it gets called by the, you know, the. You could always hear Jim talking to him. He says, well, this is what happened. You saw it, and this is... And it comes up, like, 10, 15 seconds later from the field that this is what happened. He's almost never wrong on that.
And
very funny. Very funny guy, and he got great stories as well, so...
Well, his voice, as we said many times before, is so lively. I mean, it's he can make a 40-0 game sound... good and always fine.
I was referring to Jim is like that, but I was referring to Deke with the story.
You're about Doug Deacon. Deacon, he's more stoic and And you're right. He can see what's happening.
He, playing it as long as he hold him, Deacon. You know,
hold him, Deacon. Anyway,
I have a record. I'll have to go back and listen to it again. The 13 days of a Cleveland Brown Christmas. It was the 13th. And I think the one that line was even Doug Deacon holding.
Yeah,
Doug Deacon. I think that was one of the lines.
He never made the Hall of Fame.
He never did.
No, never did. He was good. He was very good.
How many players from that Browns era did?
Jim Brown.
But he wasn't of that era.
No, he came afterwards. I don't know. Paul Warfield.
Paul Warfield was just slightly before that.
He
would have been the Cardiac Kids and such. So Cardiac Kids beyond. There's. What about Kevin Mack? He did not make it.
No.
Ernest Biner?
No.
So those would be.
Ozzie Newsome is the one.
He was the only one.
That I know
played
of.
With him, who made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't had.
And we had some good, but that was a great era of Browns football.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot.
Was it because they didn't go to a Super Bowl? Some guys went to a Super Bowl, and just because they were on a Super Bowl team, they end up in the Hall of Fame. And
that's
hardly fair to some of those guys that were on good teams, decent teams, but not. A Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I mean, we haven't had a lot of lately. Of course, our teams have been awful for the last 20 years. Nobody from that era. Clay Matthews was somebody I thought should get in. He didn't get in again.
I mean, just for his Iron Horse ability. Yeah. And he still was a playmaker as well.
Yeah, so...
I think his son isn't even playing anymore, is he?
No, I don't think so.
I think he had injuries that took him out. Yeah. A linebacker is such a tough...
Tough, and not only is it tough,
linebackers and running backs.
They're being phased out. I was listening to the Fan and the beat reporter for the Lorraine Elyria Chronicle, who is very good, their football guy, and he made a lot of sense. In the lowest paid defensive players now, your linebackers, because more and more defenses in the National Football League are going toward more athletic and stronger safeties and corners, and have taken the place of the traditional linebacker, and of course more mobile and stronger and faster defensive linemen, and so the linebacker is not Dick Butkus type,
right?
Dominant football player that was in the past. So that's why right now we're talking the Clowney, the Demarius Clowney, I think is his name.
Jevonin
Clowney. Sorry, I forgot his name and his first name. He's going to come in Wednesday, and if he passes a physical, it sounds like he's going to have a deal with the Browns.
Because nobody else would give him a deal.
Oh, no, there's, once the Cleveland announced that they were bringing him in for, three other teams jumped in. Now that could be the agent saying, hey, my guy's going to Cleveland. What do you think? It drives up another $5 million. So I don't know whether it's a 1 year, but
it's he didn't want to come here when he was offered more money than anyone else last year.
Yeah,
and he's one of the team that paid him less money because he refused to come to the Browns. I guess in a way you really can't blame him for that, but to be willing to come here now because
he's willing to come here because there's an offer. It's not like say, hey, here I am. I mean, it takes two to
that's true.
To agree. I mean, I think he can really, really help this team.
If he can stay healthy.
If!
And that's a big if in his case as well.
That if came out a little scratchy there.
A little scratchy. I think it's the mask.
There, that's a better if.
Yeah, it's the mask. It gives you trouble.
Yeah, I tell you, this is... One day. We'll have a mask burning party.
We'll do that on the parking lot and record it.
There yeah. You know, women have liberation. They burned their bras.
Yeah. And the guys had their draft cards they burned. And
I'm ready to burn this stupid thing. But I understand.
But we're hanging on to it. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
I'm vaccinated just by virtue of being a nuclear-powered pontoon.
Yeah, well, something you had to
defensive,
do. Basically, for national security purposes, yes, you had to, yeah.
I'm under the radar. Stealth.
Yeah.
Stealth. And you got your first
shot. I got my first, and I'll get my next one next week.
Yeah, so it's just too bad we still would have to use these things until the powers to be say it's okay.
Yeah.
The powers to be.
But, you know.
But
until that time, you know, we are doing what we're supposed to do, and that's the important thing.
But I can't think of his name right at the top of my head, but this beat writer for that paper indicated that, you know what, we're in pretty good shape, the Cleveland Browns are. And, I mean, they are. I mean, you look at it, the offense, they're pretty well set. They got two terrific running backs. They've got backups to them.
There's been no talk of trading any of our wide receivers.
No. I thought maybe Odell Beckham Jr. could be somebody that they would dangle.
But even he's
coming off an injury.
But he also had a history of injury.
A history of injuries. But they, maybe this is just me speculating, is that perhaps to order to move up in the draft to get somebody they really, really want, he may be a last minute trade day trade. Yeah, to get a higher draft pick. But I don't know. I mean, can you go out and get an Odell Beckham Jr. in the draft if you're somebody looking for a wide receiver?
Maybe.
But
it's always, coming out of the draft, it's always a maybe.
Yeah.
Number one pick is always a maybe.
But when he's on the field, he's such a threat that he attracts two.
That he has to take, two defenders have to chase him, because if they don't, he's gone.
He's a little strange. But who isn't strange?
I was going to say you, but you make me think that there's something wrong there with that question.
Defense, they're looking at maybe enhancing their linebackers and perhaps in the secondary, because Greedy Williams is coming off a year-long injury last year. The corners are... But by and large, this team is ready to go. It really is. That's not us being hyping this thing.
No.
They are a good team. Finally. And
They won, 11 games last year?
Wait, one more than that.
12?
Yeah, 12 with...
With the playoff.
No, they were 11 if I only won 12. So, and they won a playoff game, which is historic.
There's no reason that we can't expect them to win 11 games this year.
No, I haven't. I know you haven't looked at it.
I'm tired of seeing in the paper every day are all these stupid draft day things. Well, this guy could do this tomorrow. Like, this guy could save this team. This guy is worth the whole team.
It was as if
Mel Kiper Jr. wasn't bad enough different, completely different draft every week. You know, you pay the guy lots of money to be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, a guy could be a weatherman as much as he gets paid to be wrong.
I should become a draft guru.
We talked about that in the past.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Yeah,
we've talked a lot of.
We've been together a lot of years now.
The best years of my life.
Okay.
We know who we're playing next year.
Yes.
And we're going to a 17 game
schedule.
And actually,
the Players Association said they really didn't have any choice in it.
No, because they didn't bargain for it.
No.
I mean, they just pretty much left it up there. Now, they're going to do away with one.
One of the preseason games.
Yeah, big deal. you know, some players are complaining that these owners don't play the game we do. And the toll these games take on our bodies is extraordinary. And now you're adding another game.
But they took the game away.
Yeah, so, but they didn't bargain that. I guess it's an extra paycheck, though.
Sure, because they get paid by each game. Yeah,
yeah, so I don't know. We're the 2021 season, we're playing at home the Cardinals, which we should be able, I mean, just off the top of my head, okay? Just as, right off the top of my head, which I have no hair.
Mm-hmm.
I shaved my head.
Just before you came in, yeah.
Yeah, just as, yeah. Just to make myself look good. I don't know why. Anyway.
Using the polyurethane on it. Was a
you know what? When I went to visit my son recently, about 3 weeks ago, he shaves his head as well. And he told me about this scalp shaver that they have now. And it's like a four-blade turbine engine. It really, no, it's not that big, but... You just use that for your head, and it's really... It's,
ready for takeoff?
Yeah, my goodness. So Costco had it on sale.
Okay.
It was almost like it was meant to be.
Okay.
So I went ahead and bought one.
So how's your four turbine?
I like it. I really do like it. I don't want to part with it.
And you don't have to.
Oh, that's
just not time for the pun yet.
I'm laughing at my own stupidity here. Jeez. Well, I did used to have parts. You know, I should bring a picture of me with hair. I was a Greek god.
Yeah. I think it'd be photoshopped.
No, I mean, I did have hair. I could have a full head of hair too, you know. I'm jealous of you. My goodness, you have a full head of hair, but
it keeps growing out. So,
yeah, maybe there's some drawbacks for that. Anyway, where were we? Oh, we're playing.
We're playing the extra game in the NFL.
Yeah, we're playing that extra game, 17. And I don't know. I mean, I enjoy football, but we're going to end up with the Super Bowl almost in March, the way they're talking.
Well, maybe they'll start it a week early, since they're doing less games.
I don't think so.
So
they're talking about two byes, but I don't know if
two
that's...
Two byes?
Yeah. Well, that's what I hear.
Keeps getting stranger and stranger.
It's almost going to be the same... it's going to be this like the Sunday before President's Day. That's how long into February the season's going. But, you know, there's nothing going on in February, so no. I don't mind. But I do feel for the players because it's just an extra. And I don't know how much that 17th game will matter. If it doesn't matter, you're going to see a lot of, like we saw every season, last game. If you got something clinched, you're not going to put your frontline players. There's another week of revenue, too, for the NFL.
For the poor NFL who just negotiated another contract.
Is it done yet with a TV thing?
I think it is. I think it is, and I think Peacock got one of the contracts to do the Thursday night games or something.
I thought that was Amazon.
Was it Prime?
Amazon Prime. So if you don't have, I mean, that's going to be on.
Except for a local market game, you can't.
That's
You won't see a Thursday night game.
Well, money talks. And they got
not even the NFL Network will show that, huh?
I don't think so. If they have exclusive rights, why would you want to pay for the rights to broadcast it on your streaming service
if
you can get it on the cable?
If you can get it somewhere else. Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
Wow.
But I heard they're going to be part of the TV. I mean, we're talking lots of money, but at home, getting back to the schedule, we don't know what the dates are here, but the Cardinals, which we said that we think they could beat them, the Ravens, of course, we'll play them there at their place once, the Bengals, the Steelers, those are divisional rivals.
Right.
And the Ravens won't be easy. The Bengals can't take for granted either because they have an exciting new quarterback, if he's healthy. If he's healthy. And the Steelers, who knows?
Well, and the Bengals have to have more than just a quarterback.
They do. We don't know the results of the draft, which will be held here in a couple more weeks.
In the Cleveland, yes.
Yeah. So hopefully it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
Our weather's so strange.
It is. I mean, Friday, Good Friday, I was scraping the windshield of my car, and Easter Sunday, it was like 80 degrees.
I know. It's just crazy. That's right. Thursday, the Holy Thursday, just remembering my old Catholic days, was Thursday.
Monday, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday, and then Friday. Then it started getting nice, and it was nice for we had a nice stretch of weather. Anyway. Then we go to the Bears come here.
The Bears.
That we should beat them. The Broncos, we should beat them. The Detroit Lions, we should beat them. The Texans, I think we should beat them. And the Raiders, even though they beat us here last year, I think we should beat them.
Yeah, but we should have beat them.
We
certainly had our opportunities to beat them, and we didn't.
So, away, the Ravens are always tough. Bengals at home will be tough. Steelers at home will be tough as well, we think. We don't know. I mean, Green Bay Packers could be a tough game. That could be a tough game. Kansas City Chiefs will be a tough game. The Los Angeles Chargers, I don't know what in the world they've done over to get we'll see. We should be able to beat them. The Vikings, we should be able to beat. And the New England Patriots, hard for me to say this, but I mean, it's... Well,
you can't tell by last year. For one thing, Belichick's got lower draft picks, or higher draft picks than he has. Secondly, part of the reason they were as bad as it, about almost half their veteran players opted out of the COVID-19 season. Therefore, you know, it wasn't just the fact that Tom Brady was gone that he did so poorly. The fact is, nearly half of his team opted out of the season.
But I can see, well, I guess 11 or 12 victories if we go to a 17-game season.
Yeah.
We're losing five. That's that. Baltimore is a very good team. It's a very, very good team.
Right.
And we'll be, I think, in the running to neck and neck in our division with them. I think Pittsburgh comes in third or fourth. I really do.
Yes. Yeah.
So, now.
Cincy's still got a long way to go because they're.
Pittsburgh.
They're building with the quarterback. Now, if you can keep him healthy and you build around him, then you've got the chance. But again, if he's always going to tuck and run at first shot, what's going to happen? What happened last year could happen to him next year.
Yeah, we saw RG3 have a brilliant career to start out with, and boom.
In his first year.
And then he's been the backup really since then. And
yes.
Boy, did I was ready to give up the ship to get him.
You were, because Washington did give up the ship to get him.
Yeah, but...
Two number ones and a number...
And I'm a captain, too.
Three number ones, you know, they gave up.
I'm a captain. It's hard for me to give up the ship, but I was ready to give up the ship.
Yeah. Instead, we went down with it.
So we went down with the ship anyway. but I look forward to football, and... the draft's coming up. It's not like the, you know, that's all we were looking forward to every year is
that, you know, and don't have actually to work. Usually by early November, the talk changed from the season to the draft next year. I mean, that's just
in November. Well, you mean November? It was the middle of October.
It probably was.
Yeah, that season, our seasons have been going. Of course, there's, you know, variables. Some people have not put all their ships forward when it comes to our quarterback. There's some people who have reservations about Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to be a capable, manageable quarterback. In other words, he's going to manage the game. He may not be the top five quarterback, but he's going to.
I think that's what your sister was saying from when we drafted him, and we were kind of excited. She wasn't. He doesn't excite her. But the fact was, she
still isn't.
Right. But she says he's not. She's not saying he's a bad quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but it doesn't mean he's going to be a great quarterback. So the bottom line is, if he's a good quarterback that can manage the clock and knows what he can do, where he can do it, that doesn't make you. Troy Aikman was a good quarterback. He He was an above-average quarterback.
He was a Hall of Famer.
But he's a Hall of Famer because of the tools he had around him, and he didn't make stupid mistakes.
That's right, and that's the analogy. I think that you make a good one there. If Baker Mayfield can go along with the scheme, which he has brilliantly, with
when he sees success, it doesn't hard for him to to buy
with,
in.
With Kevin Stefanski, who was the NFL Coach of the Year.
And deliberately so.
And deliberately, yes. And he's got a great offensive line in front of him. He's got outstanding receivers. He's got outstanding running backs.
He does.
Mean, it's a good base to be very excited about.
And when you look at those great Dallas years, you had Troy Aikman, who was, again, in my estimation, and a lot of others too, he was above-average quarterback that didn't hurt you, but he had a Hall of Fame wide receiver, a Hall of Fame tight end, and a Hall of Fame running back in Emmitt Smith.
Well, we have potential,
and we
for two.
Yeah, well, I hate using that word because I know what usually gets locked in with.
But I'm talking potential Hall of Fame receivers.
Yes, we do
With Landry. And with OBJ, if he finally stays healthy and is now,
to the Browns, Landry has always been far more productive.
Yeah,
than OBJ.
OBJ, I mean,
his best years were his first 3 years in New York, and after that, he's fought injuries.
Well,
but he's still great. I mean, when he's out there, he commands such attention that it opens up somebody else.
Yeah, and you look at the line, our offensive line, and you got two or three very good tight ends.
Yeah.
So the offense is pretty well
That's what the postseason and the draft was supposed to be, to really address the defense.
Yeah, and the only concern you would have is a major injury to your quarterback.
Right, and we don't have that security blanket.
Oh, what's his name as a backup?
Wasn't that just a one-year deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he was just a one-year deal, so I'm not even sure.
I don't know.
If we have a backup that has any experience being
we did last
a quarterback.
Year.
I
haven't followed that. So.
And he was kind of a security blanket because he had started before. He was essentially a lifetime backup who had done some starting.
That's right.
Upon occasion. But again, he was a safe quarterback that did... was able to manage the clock and knew enough about the NFL game of football.
Well, he was somebody that you could have faith in to execute the coach's plan.
Right.
And they'll find – if it's not him, whoever he is, we forgot. Was it Hemi or something like that? He was a journeyman quarterback.
He was a journeyman quarterback.
And if the contract's reasonable to keep him, I would think they would.
I would think they would, too, that they have somebody. You can't just put...
Or third stringer in there. No. I don't know if
you can't do that.
I don't think they're even approaching getting a quarterback in the draft unless it's in the fifth or sixth round, and it's just somebody out there they think, well, you know, down the road as a backup. Yeah. But, Baker is the man. He's going to be here, I think, as long as he's productive.
Right.
Yeah. And with that offensive line and the tools around them, he should be here a long, long time, which is wonderful. We haven't had that stability for such a long time. And a lot of people are getting excited already. You can hear it on because unlike the other sports, even though our Indians are in first place, whether that's going to be carried out. Now, they got a series with the White Sox coming up.
Yes.
And we'll see about that. But, can you ever imagine us talking about who of the three major sports teams that we do have would be in the hunt for a national championship?
Well, it was never
the Browns. The Browns were never in the 14 years we've been doing this show. The Browns have never been in that equation.
No.
Yet they look like the most plausible of the three. The Cavs
Let's face it. If they could have put a little bit more pressure on the backup quarterback for Kansas City, they'd have gone to Buffalo. And the way Buffalo played that last game, we would have beat Buffalo as well.
Yeah.
We would have been in the Super Bowl.
We were
not that far away from it. It just, I guess the defense just didn't have enough in that game against Kansas City to push their backup quarterback around.
Yeah, that's right.
If they could have had the enough oomph to do that, kid, we would have been quite possibly in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If
dog rabbit.
Yeah.
But you know, we let's face it, though, we do have major competition. Kansas City is going to be a great team for a long time. And you got Buffalo and others, too, that are...
Well, stop and think about that a second.
I am.
How much does Kansas City have beyond their star quarterback?
Well, their defense was surely not an Achilles heel for them.
Right.
And without him, you saw what happened in the Super Bowl.
So what do we have if our quarterback goes down? What do we have?
That's the question.
What do we have? We have two great wide receivers. We have two great running backs. We have two or three really good tight ends. That's what we got if Baker Mayfield goes down.
That's right. Well, Buffalo is good. They're a really
Buffalo
good
is
team.
Good.
And Kansas City's a really good team. And Baltimore's a really good team. So we do have, it's not going to be ours by any stretch of the imagination on a silver plate going to the Super Bowl.
But
you can now say a Super Bowl appearance is
not imminent, but
is a possibility.
It was a possibility.
We've
exactly.
never said that before.
No, I always got mad at people for saying the P word, which was playoffs.
Yeah,
you know, and I said you got to win games before you talk playoffs. You got to win more than one game in a row before you talk playoffs. Well, guess what? We've won games. We've had more than one. We didn't lose. We did not lose two games in a row all year last year.
And with this schedule, we should be in position to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. And I know you haven't broken it down yet because it's not time.
No, it's
you know, we got.
It's April.
Yeah, 3 months before you really.
The season will end next. The way the seasons are being extended, it won't end till now.
we'll be talking. Say, hey, did you see last night's Super Bowl? April flowers bring May Super Bowls.
But getting Clowney on the defensive line would be an improvement. It would. I mean, that was the. I guess
I'm just still a little angry at him turning us down last year.
Well,
when we offered him
people.
So much money, but he refused to accept that because it was ESPN that reported. Cleveland offered him more money by far than anyone else, and he refused to come here.
If he comes here, and he does a good job,
we'll all love him to death.
We'll love him.
We will.
So,
if he comes here and gets hurt, and we still have to pay him,
we won't like him.
No,
but again,
the reason he wouldn't come here, and I can't blame him for that. We were such a gosh awful team. Last year proved that we are not such a gosh-awful team because now we finally have a direction to head, and we finally got a GM and a coach that the ownership does not feel that they have to interfere with football matters.
Well,
let them mess with the Columbus Crew, which they also own a big part of.
I think somebody got him a size. Jimmy, stay out of it. Hire somebody who's competent and just stay out of it. Write the checks. You'll make lots of money. D, help them out with the crews, the soccer team there. Just let the professional people, the analytic people, all. And this Andrew Berry seems to be a very bright superstar in the making as far as front office goes. He has helped tremendously by John Dorsey, who we have to thank for some of the.
I would not have had a problem with Dorsey still being here. I was very disappointed.
Dorsey made one critical error, and that was hiring Freddie Kitchens.
But he knew talent, and what I still honestly feel that we may hear this down the road when the gag order is off and they're not paying him anymore, that he may come out and say, "Look, they fired me for doing what." The ownership wanted because it was because I know the both D and Doofus they wanted Freddie Kitchen to keep continuity with what was going on with – he was not
– Oh, he was out of his
material.
League.
He was way out of his league. Yeah. And it was completely
– I just think that a friendly ear from the NFL front office said, okay, just turn it over to people who know football. And I think the proof is in the pudding. And,
yeah.
And in order for him to get that Super Bowl ring as an owner, he's got to just let – I mean, he's got money. He's got money under the salary cap.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get it personally. So why not spend it?
Yeah.
And just will make the franchise even more valuable down the road as football is becoming more and more popular.
But are they going to play themselves into so what?
You get to a point of saturation. We talked about that before. And with 17 games and almost every night having a pro game, it's just...
Yeah.
But people watch
it. And then having games that you can't get, that most people won't be able to get because they don't have Prime.
That's right.
And a lot of people didn't have the NFL Network.
Well, you have to say, well, where am I going to lose income if I give Amazon the contract? They're paying me billions to.
I can't disagree with that argument.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you know somebody in Kansas City won't be able to watch the Browns because they don't have Amazon Prime. Big deal.
Yeah.
Look at the money I've gotten for, and we all share it. So it's a very.
And they don't have any dates because they haven't decided who's playing Sunday nights and who's playing. Monday nights.
That doesn't come out until. I don't think, June, July or something, May. The schedule doesn't come out for a while yet, but we know who we're playing.
Right.
So, well, right now.
It's interesting to see that this should be a team that gets primetime games this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We got them out of sympathy sometimes in previous years. This is a team that's worthy of a Monday night game, worthy of a Thursday night game, worthy of a Sunday night game.
That's right. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. And they'll be fun to watch, too. They're fun to watch now. And didn't start out great last year with Baltimore, but certainly once they got the scheme down and the players that they wanted in the right place, it was a fun season. And so... We just got to hope that the Browns' curse won't fall on us and ruin our expectations. So. But we're in first place now, too.
We're in first place. Yeah, time to switch gears back to
5-3. We're leading the Central Division.
Before we get too much into the tribe,
okay.
What do you think about? Does it shock you about Tyler Naquin?
No, I haven't heard.
Playing for the Reds, he's hit like 5 home runs already. I think he leads the league in home runs.
You know, I haven't followed him ever.
And he signed up on a minor league contract and definitely made his mark and is definitely making his mark in the season.
Good for him. I've always liked him. I thought he was a gritty player. We just had too many outfielders, and he was injured
without having an outfielder.
Yeah, but the problem is
like Detroit found out on Sunday. I'd never seen an outfielder make two errors in a row like that.
Yeah, he was pathetic. You should have heard Tom Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
What's he doing out there? He should just be a designated hitter. But thank goodness he's on their team.
You know what? TV announcers weren't far from that. Says, "Well, now you see why he was a designated hitter and not an outfielder."
Yeah. You know? Well, Miguel Cabrera's out again.
Right.
Yeah.
He could be out for some time, from what I.
He's got three more years at $30 million a year. What? That's what. No.
That's the problem with these long-term contracts that we talked about.
Is Lindor,
it's guaranteed.
Lindor's deal with Mets signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yes.
They don't. There's nothing new. You don't get that in the paper anymore about what's happening with some of our former players. I know that Carlos Carrasco. He was given a standing ovation on opening day.
Santana.
What did I say?
Carrasco.
He would have gotten one too.
He would have. Absolutely. No, Cookie would have gotten one. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Except I don't think he's played yet this year.
No, Carlos Santana.
Yes.
He got a two-year contract. I think he's...
It's a decent contract for 2 years.
And he actually,
he's doing real well.
Yeah.
He's not good for his springs usually, but he's doing real well with the Kansas City.
But I'm glad to hear Tyler Naquin doing well. I really liked him.
I think they just kind of let him go, didn't they?
Huh? They just let him go. Yes. I don't think they got anything for him.
No.
He got his, what do they call it? Designated for assignment kind
right.
of.
Right. And
I know Terry Francona liked him, but he just wasn't in their plans. And I think, too, that you're going to see some, like Jake Bowers is just not. Doing well. He's
you know, part of the problem he had that he's not having in Cincinnati was getting consistent playing time.
Yeah.
And ever since he's been in Cincinnati, he's had that. Even though he was signed to a minor league contract to start, he has had that consistent time there. And getting up there every game and being able to bat has definitely helped him, which we couldn't give him in Cleveland.
No, he provided one of the most exciting moments I've ever seen in person watching a ball game. That was inside the park home run against Toronto, where he had an inside the park home run to win the game. And I was Nancy and I were in a section full of Toronto fans, and they could not believe what happened. Jose Ramirez gets on. It was 2-1, and he hits that inside home run at the bottom of the ninth to win it 3-2. You talk about pandemonium. Pandemonium! It was in 16 where they were drawing big crowds, too. So it was fantastic. And he's just, I've been able to not talk to him, but be around him at spring training, and he's always open to the fans. And, good. I'm glad he's having some success. Of course, it's awfully early.
It is. It's very early, yeah. But it's nice. It's a nice thing to a good guy.
How about Lindor? Well, how's he doing? Have you followed?
I think he's doing better than last year, but it didn't take much to do better than last year.
No. Well, but I wish him well. I mean, it's not his fault that the Cleveland Paupers didn't sign him. I mean,
he felt it.
Well, he got traded. He didn't ask for a trade. I think. He may have gotten, of course.
He expected a trade, but he didn't ask for one.
No, and he knew his situation. He was never going to get the big money here, and that's what they play for. They play for the love of game and money.
And you know what? The fact that he got to go with Cookie.
That was a big help
for him because he is so fond of Carlos.
Yeah, well, he was together with him for his six seasons that he was here.
Right.
We could have had him through this year. We could have had him and just let him go. And we'll have to see if the two players that we got. So far, they've been fun. I mean, talk about.
Who did we get for him?
Ahmad Rosario and Jimenez.
Okay.
And the shortstop.
Well, Rosario's been doing his job.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't broken down. Cut out the
box scores
yet to look at their averages because it's just too early.
Yeah.
Everything is skewed. But the pitching's been outstanding. The starting pitching really, really has not been bad at all. I mean, everybody in that rotation so far has done their job. I don't think Bieber's gotten a win yet.
I take it back. Linder's batting a 176, so he's not doing better than last year.
No. Again, it's early.
Yeah, but Cleveland and Cleveland Press has a lot more patience than New York.
That's true.
And if they really come down on him like you expect New Yorkers to come down on somebody for the amount of money they're paying him.
Well, I don't think the Mets fans are as...
Not as bad as Yankees, yeah.
Vitrolic.
Because they don't
vitrolic
expect,
as
they don't expect the Mets to win.
They expect him to bat 900 and 78 home runs and 400 RBIs. I mean, that's the Yankee fan.
Yeah.
The Yankee fans and the Red Sox fans have very little patience. But what's New York doing? New York and Yankees are, you know, they're Baltimore's tied with them. The team that has zero chance of making the playoffs right now is 4-5. Boston's has the same record as we do at 5-3, and the rest are all 4-5, below 500. And it's Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit in our division. And Houston Cheaters are 6-3. LA.
Well, and that's what we've always said. The worst thing about that whole cheating scandal, except for the fact that really it technically went unpunished in a way.
Oh yeah.
Is that this is a team that was good enough and built up enough they didn't have to cheat, but yet they still cheated to take any kind of advantage they could take.
Yeah.
That, and they got caught in Cleveland as well,
yeah,
cheating then, and why nothing was done at that point allowed them to continue on with their cheating.
Well, A.J. Hitch really was out of here, and now he's hired. He's the Detroit manager.
Yeah.
The manager of the Astros during all this.
Well, and the manager of Boston, they was hired, then not hired, then hired again.
Oh, is that right?
So he's back.
He's back. So it really was a small penalty to pay for such an egregious violation.
Absolutely.
No fines, really, other than the owners. And that's...
And like they took that out of their pocket.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, we won against Kansas City. It didn't look good after the first four games, but then we've won four in a row. Now, we don't know. Monday night, they start playing the White Sox there, and look forward to watching them there. And then they go to Cincinnati and come back and play the White Sox. And then the Yankees come into town. So we won't get to see the Mets. We won't have them in our minor National League group this year. But it'll be interesting when the Mets do come here, how the reception for... Again, Lindor was a person with great expectations, but he wasn't ready to leave the it was a front office move. It was a front office move.
Right, right.
I see in the front of that paper the Masters.
The Masters, yes.
Did you have a chance to watch
it? I did not. I guess he almost gave it up, but I was hearing about the how he was like six strokes ahead going into the final day, and
I wonder who that is. That the Pope? Is that from Rome?
I don't think so.
No, you know, he's been talking about calling in.
Well, that would be unless he's in town. Calling in.
Oh, all right. Well,
he's calling from 330. So.
No. Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese golfer to ever win a major tournament of, and I guess they're ready to make him a national hero and allow. Yeah, and Japan's just gone crazy over his victory, and they are now suggesting that he be the athlete that lights the fire at the Olympics, which is a great honor.
Yes.
So he was up five strokes and had a couple, but he really was not in jeopardy. I watched the end.
Okay.
I watched the end, and one of the big contenders had a, and it made me feel good as a hacker that one of his opponents hit the ball into the water. Which is a penalty. Then he had to take it out. He had a six. He lost three strokes to him, and he was on his heels. He was paired with Matsuyama, and it's just an incredible. What a beautiful golf course! What an absolutely beautiful. I can imagine what it must look like in person. On TV, too, it was just immaculate golf course.
Definitely imagine the cost.
To maintain?
To maintain a golf course of that stature.
Well, you don't become a member unless you have some serious coin. And if you could recall, they wouldn't...
They wouldn't even let a woman in.
Women in. Was it about 10 years ago? Before they did have women allowed to be members, the Masters Committee to said, because all the companies would not advertise because
right.
of that.
Right.
So the heck with you guys. We'll self fund it. And but they found how expensive that was going to be, and I think Condoleezza Rice and somebody else was allowed to be the first women members, and now I think they have several now. But it's an old type country club,
yes,
with very white.
Gentlemen only.
Gentlemen white.
Gentlemen only. I think ladies forbidden.
Ladies forbidden type of golf course. But it is absolutely gorgeous. I don't know how much money they bring in to the country club as a result of hosting that. But they play it every year there. It's not like some of these other tournaments like the PGA and,
right.
and the U.S. Open. They rotate. Like the U.S. Open was going to go to a Trump property, but because of what happened, they moved it to someplace else. And I just wish we get our tournament back. It's just a shame. I mean, the seniors are nice, but the Firestone is such a great competitive golf course. You
yeah.
think that...
And everybody who plays it loves it, you know, as far as the professional pros.
Yeah. I played it once.
You play that same?
I was invited to play. And
was that the north? The north? Is that what?
I think it was the south course.
The south course?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I'm in awe. You know, you was just, I don't care how well I played. It was just the fact that I had an opportunity one time many, many years ago to play that course. And I broke 100. On that golf course, I was pretty happy with that. in fact, I think it was around 88. But that's from the...
You were just a wee lad.
A wee lad, yes. I got to play for... you look at the regular men's tees and look where the pros have to play from, which is sometimes 40-some yards farther back.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. They have... The white tees are your regular tees. The blues are your low, very low handicap. And then you got the professional tees. And... they have to play from back. Of course, they hit the ball 330 yards. I mean, it's pretty impressive what they can do. And I'm in awe. I just when I watch the professional golfers play, I say, "Geez, they make it look so easy too," and it isn't. It's a very humbling game. And I've been playing it for several years, and I can imagine what they could do on the course I play. They'd probably come in with 18. or you know, something ridiculous. But it was an exciting match. But he had a bogey in the last hole, but he didn't need to par it. He was two strokes ahead going into the last hole, and he missed a four-footer but had a tap in to win. So it wasn't as close as perhaps the score indicates, but congratulations.
He was also tied for the least amount of putts.
Well, putting makes or breaks you. I mean, I can hit a ball pretty darn well, and I can hit it on...
tied for the fewest putts on Saturday, which means a putting is any time you're on the green, right?
Yes.
So from outside the green, he was able to get the hole.
Yeah, it's just the putting. Well, he would get his putting was such that he one or two putted every hole.
Okay,
and that's as the old saying goes: you drive for show, and you putt for dough.
There you go,
and that's exactly.
And you know what we always say? Yes. Finish us off with a pun.
A pun? Well, this is kind of like a pun. Ready?
I'm ready.
I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I know I did. A sign on a divorce lawyer's wall said, "Satisfaction guaranteed or your honey back."
Oh, no thank you. That'll keep me up nights. Thanks a lot.
I knew you appreciate that.
I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. We'll see everyone next week back here on Sports Sidebar. Go Tribe!
Go Tribe!